good day. This is Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Bob Maroon for Westchester Talk Radio, and you're listening to White Plains Hospital Health Talk Podcast. Our guest, Dr. Zsolt Kolcsár. He's a rheumatologist and associate medical director of digital health here at White Plains Hospital. Our topic this morning, how telehealth will change the way you stay healthy. Good morning, doctor. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well, and it's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
Well, the pleasure is ours. Now, White Plains Hospital was recently awarded a Doctors of Distinction Award for its telehealth program. Congratulations, first and foremost. I understand that you helped lead the team that got this platform launched in just 10 days during COVID-19. Can you tell us what telehealth is and how you managed to get it up and running in record time?
Sure. Really, telehealth, the global definition would be the provision of healthcare by means of telecommunications technology. So now what does that mean in reality? Mm-hmm. It's basically delivering all forms of healthcare virtually over a mobile device, really patients that have it in their pockets and have access to their clinician now at the ease really of a press of a button. And so how did we get all of this up and running in 10 days? Usually nobody can truly get something like this up and running in 10 days. And we were fortunate enough to have the backing of the institution to develop an innovation center through which we had partnered with technologies such as telehealth vendors. And we were working on some small pilot programs here and there in scattered departments, but it allowed us to iterate, learn, and when time came, which none of us knew would be really around March of this year, mm-hmm. We had to mobilize and get this done quickly. What that means is we really had to train a ton of clinicians, about 250 doctors of all specialties, and we also had to train their staff members on how to have patients download the app, how to connect and schedule an appointment, and then how do clinicians actually deliver this care? And all of that happened in about 10 days.
Wow, that's quite an accomplishment, doctor. Now, I understand that you yourself have begun seeing some of your rheumatology patients during the health crisis and continue to do so now. How does that experience compare to an in-person visit? Do patients really like it? Do you like it?
Sure. You know, a little bit about rheumatology. So really, it's a specialty that takes care of autoimmune diseases. And the way we do that is we have to restore the immune system with immune therapy. By restore, we often have to quiet down an overactive immune system. So you could imagine my patients would be terrified to come into an office, you know, where we co-manage the pulmonary or lung specialist mm-hmm. is working in the office next door, and I'm seeing my rheumatology patients, they're all immune suppressed, and they're sitting in a waiting room with coughing patients. So really, they felt like it was a no-go to come in person, and they were very thankful to have the ability to be seen virtually or through the internet. So really, it was something that they enjoyed and really something that I've been doing long time before COVID. During my training up in Dartmouth-Hitchcock, we really had to do this because we were in a remote center and there were patients that had just absolutely no access to autoimmune care without the ability of telemedicine. So we did this in northern New Hampshire, southern Vermont, and managed thousands of patients using telemedicine. So it was just a natural thing to flip the switch when it came time here in an urban setting.
Doctor, you know, using even our topic this morning, how telehealth will change the way you stay healthy. We see this staying with us, so that the public feels that it will. What are the subtle differences between the two? For example, I could pick up a phone and talk with you and get your advice. What does the doctor see that he might not get? What information does he get seeing the patient, and what does it do for the patient?
Sure. You know, I think as clinicians, we're taught to always pick up subtle clues. So body language, mm-hmm. The way people talk about their pain, their disability during a visit, that's very helpful. I actually found it very interesting to be able to be in their home because now you could see some of the challenges patients dealt with when there were mobility issues. And you really wondered, wow, how are they navigating in a home that seems a little treacherous? And it was just very personal. So I think that it was really helpful to be in the home. Mm-hmm. But I also, back in my training, wrote the playbook on how do you do a thorough joint exam remotely. So there really were creative ways that we can walk through.
Of course.
And, you know, if I demonstrate here today, when you make a fist, if a person can't make a fist on the video, you know that their fingers are swollen, tender, and that we need to increase their therapy. So something as simple as that, a visual can enhance, and you already got a simple exam in on the video that you would never be able to do on the phone.
That makes perfect sense. So enlightening. Now, what about the patient? What benefit does it give the patient to actually see you and observe your manner?
Sure. Yeah, I think it's important for a patient to be able to have a two-way video communication. You know, obviously we glean a lot of information by seeing the patient, but it's so important for a patient to know that there's a face to the name and know who they're dealing with. You know, during COVID, we actually had to use the video modality for new consultations, and it was much more personal if somebody knew that this is the person I'm going to be dealing with. And more importantly, down the line, this is the person that I could go to in person if we need to convert that video visit into an in-person visit.
You're listening to White Plains Hospital Health Talk. Our guest, Dr. Zsolt Kolcsár, he's a rheumatologist and associate medical director of digital health here at White Plains Hospital. And we're talking about how telehealth will change the way you stay healthy. Doctor, what other types of conditions can you see a doctor for on White Plains Hospital Connect? And what types of conditions must be seen or evaluated in person?
The truth is, any condition can be seen using the telemedicine. The reason I say that is all of our specialists and even surgeons are trained now on how to deliver this care. And they really, after I'd say 30,000 plus visits, we really are getting better and better on how to deliver this care more efficiently, more accurately. Obviously, there are some conditions that are very well suited for video and some that are not. Really, I would say from a rheumatology standpoint, osteoporosis care. You have a person who has weakened bones. We determine that through a simple modified x-ray called a bone density exam. And then it just becomes a discussion of what's the next best treatment modality to prevent that deterioration. Really very limited value in the physical exam. And it becomes a discussion. If we think about therapy sessions or psychiatry care, it really is talk therapy. Now, the video enhances how the patient's mood is and how they're behaving and if they're engaging, but really you don't get a lot more by seeing them in person in the office. So those are perfect modalities to deliver through telemedicine. Now, if you have a complicated diagnosis, or I would say a condition that's flaring up, and you really need to palpate, put your hands on the abdomen, you need to examine a joint, that really should be done in person or enhanced with somebody on the other end pressing on the joint, doing a range of motion, enhancing the exam and the communication between the parties. So I think the most important is really anything can be delivered through virtual care, but you have to know the signs and the clues when it's time to bring somebody in.
Mm-hmm. You know, doctors, clearly there's a future, an even longer, broader future for telehealth. But let's bring it to White Plains Hospital for a moment. You're known for being innovative, always looking for ways to transform the patient experience. What's next for telehealth here?
So we actually have a big, broad vision for telehealth. We want to be in every home in Westchester. And we want to allow patients to really enter this virtual space, our space at White Plains Hospital. So what we're working on is what we would call a digital front door. You're used to walking through our front door and you know what to expect. You check in and then you are triaged into wherever you need to go in the hospital. What we want to provide is a digital experience that is the same. You can go to a web page, and however you need to navigate, you'd be able to have the right tools right on there to either access an appointment, make an appointment, access your labs, your bills, and then anyone from your clinical team. So that's step one, is how do you enter the system? And we want to have a full digital capability to do so. And from a telemedicine perspective, we're thinking of what we call disease-specific kits. So we've partnered with a company that will deliver a stethoscope, a spirometer, a glucometer. They feed into one central platform that your clinician can now go onto and see what your last blood sugar readings were for the last 2 weeks and be able to manage your diabetes care. So we're trying to get the data from the patient's home. They never have to leave the home, and we can make decisions based on that data.
This is extraordinary. Doctor, before we go, is there any summary you'd like to give us? Clearly, there's a huge future in this in terms of diagnosis and treatment. Is there any final statement you'd like to make and people, I want people to know?
You know, I think I'd love everyone to know that the clinicians here at White Plains Hospital are always trying to push the envelope. And what we've found is our digital roadmap, the 5-year plan, has been compressed and brought into the last 6 months, really. Digital has changed dramatically. The care we deliver at White Plains Hospital is changing dramatically. And it's because of these tools of telemedicine that we're able to now go into your home and deliver care there, and hopefully do so efficiently and safely. And that's really on top of mind for us, is how do we keep you in your home safely and understand when you need to come in and have hands laid on you traditionally?
Dr. Zsolt Kolcsár, thank you very, very much for making time for us today. This has been enlightening, to say the least. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to White Plains Hospital Health Talk. The topic, how telehealth will change the way you stay healthy. And of course, Dr. Zsolt Kolcsár, rheumatologist and associate medical director of digital health at White Plains Hospital. Once again, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.